no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 12th day of July. Welcome, everyone. We are closing this week out together. We're doing so by continuing in the book of Amos that we started just yesterday. And Amos showed up. He showed up and had some things to say. And we're going to hear what he has to say further today. Today we're reading Amos chapters 6 through 9. And today is the last day in the Christian Standard Bible. Amos chapter 6. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure on the hill of Samaria, the notable people in the first of the nations, those the house of Israel comes to. Cross over to Kelna and see. Go from there to great Hamath, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms? Is their territory larger than yours? You dismiss any thought of the evil day and bring in a rain of violence. They lie on beds inlaid with ivory, sprawled out on their couches, and dine on lambs from the flock and calves from the stall. They improvise songs to the sound of the harp and invent their own musical instruments like David. They drink wine by the bowlful and anoint themselves with the finest oils. But do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they will now go into exile as the first of the captives, and the feasting of those who sprawl out will come to an end. The Lord God has sworn by himself. This is the declaration of the Lord, the God of armies. I loathe Jacob's pride and hate his citadels, so I will hand over the city and everything in it. And if there are 10 men left in one house, they will die. A close relative and burner will remove his corpse from the house. He will call to someone in the inner recesses of the house. Any more with you? That person will reply, none. Then he will say, silence, because the Lord's name must not be invoked. For the Lord commands, the large house will be smashed to pieces and the small house to rubble. Do horses gallop on the cliffs? Does anyone plow there with oxen? Yet you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. You who rejoice over Lo Debar and say, didn't we capture Karnaim for ourselves by our own strength? But look, I am raising up a nation against you, house of Israel. This is the declaration of the Lord, the God of armies, and they will oppress you from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of the Araba. First vision, locusts. The Lord God showed me this. He was forming a swarm of locusts at the time the spring crop first began to sprout, after the cutting of the king's hay. When the locusts finished eating the vegetation of the land, I said, Lord God, please forgive. How will Jacob survive since he is so small? The Lord relented concerning this. It will not happen, he said. Second vision, fire. The Lord God showed me this. The Lord God was calling for a judgment by fire. It consumed the great deep and devoured the land. Then I said, Lord God, please stop. How will Jacob survive since he is so small? The Lord relented concerning this. This will not happen either, said the Lord God. Third vision, a plumb line. He showed me this. The Lord was standing there by a vertical wall with a plumb line in his hand. The Lord asked me, what do you see, Amos? I replied, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will no longer spare them. Isaac's high places will be deserted, and Israel's sanctuaries will be in ruins. I will rise up against the house of Jeroboam with a sword. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent word to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you right here in the house of Israel. The land cannot endure all his words, for Amos has said this, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will certainly go into exile from its homeland. Then Amaziah said to Amos, Go away, you seer. Flee to the land of Judah. Earn your living and give your prophecies there, but don't ever prophesy at Bethel again, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple. So Amos answered Amaziah, I was not a prophet or the son of a prophet. Rather, I was a herdsman, and I took care of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, Go prophesy to my people Israel. Now hear the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel. Do not preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Your wife will be a prostitute in the city. Your sons and daughters will fall by the sword, and your land will be divided up with a measuring line. You yourself will die on pagan soil, and Israel will certainly go into exile from its homeland. Fourth vision, a basket of summer fruit. The Lord God showed me this, a basket of summer fruit. He asked me, What do you see, Amos? I replied, A basket of summer fruit. The Lord said to me, The end has come for my people Israel. I will no longer spare them. In that day, the temple songs will become wailing. This is the Lord God's declaration. Many dead bodies thrown everywhere. Silence. Hear this. You who trample on the needy and do away with the poor of the land, asking, When will the new moon be over so we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so we may market wheat? We can reduce the measure while increasing the price and cheat with dishonest scales. We can buy the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals and even sell the chaff. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, I will never forget all their deeds. Because of this, won't the land quake and all who dwell in it mourn? All of it will rise like the Nile. It will surge and then subside like the Nile in Egypt. And in that day, this is the declaration of the Lord God. I will make the sun go down at noon. I will darken the land in the daytime. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will cause everyone to wear sackcloth and every head to be shaved. I will make that grief like mourning for an only son, and its outcome like a bitter day. Look, the days are coming. This is the declaration of the Lord God. When I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and roam from north to east, seeking the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. And that day, the beautiful young women, the young men also will faint from thirst. Those who swear by the guilt of Samaria and say, As your God lives, Dan, or as the way of Beersheba lives, they will fall, never to rise again. Fifth vision, the Lord beside the altar. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, Strike the capitals of the pillars so that the thresholds shake. Knock them down on the heads of all the people. Then I will kill the rest of them with the sword. None of those who flee will get away. None of the fugitives will escape. If they dig down to Sheol, from there my hand will take them. If they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down. If they hide on top of Carmel, from there I will track them down and seize them. If they conceal themselves from my sight on the seafloor, from there I will command the sea serpent to bite them. And if they are driven by their enemies into captivity, from there I will command the sword to kill them. I will keep my eye on them for harm and not for good. The Lord, the God of armies, he touches the earth, it melts, and all who dwell in it mourn. All of it rises like the Nile. and subsides like the Nile of Egypt. He builds his upper chambers in the heavens and lays the foundation of his vault on the earth. He summons the water of the sea and pours it out over the surface of the earth. The Lord is his name. Announcement of judgment. Israelites, are you not like the Cushites to me? This is the Lord's declaration. Didn't I bring Israel from the land of Egypt, the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Look, the eyes of the Lord God are on the sinful kingdom, and I will obliterate it from the face of the earth. However, I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob. This is the Lord's declaration. For I am about to give the command, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations, as one shakes a sieve, but not a pebble will fall to the ground. All the sinners among my people who say, disaster will never overtake or confront us, will die by the sword. Announcement of restoration. In that day, I will restore the fallen shelter of David. I will repair its gaps, restore its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, so that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations that bear my name. This is the declaration of the Lord. He will do this. Look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration. When the plowman will overtake the reaper, and the one who treads grapes, the sower of seed, the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and all the hills will flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel. They will rebuild and occupy ruined cities, plant vineyards and drink their wine, make gardens and eat their produce. I will plant them on their land, and they will never again be uprooted from the land I have given them. The Lord your God has spoken. Jesus, we thank you for this week. We thank you for this time together in your word. It has been my prayer. It will continue to be my prayer. God, give us eyes to see, give us ears to hear, and give us hearts to receive the things that you long to say and to speak and to do in us, through us, among us. Fill us to overflowing with your love, that we may pour out with those who need your love, who need your hope, who need your compassion, need your grace and your mercy. May we be all of those things. I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Chili from Florida calling in on July 8th for Marcus. Had a friend of his call in on DABC. About his heart condition. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Marcus to you right now and pray, Lord God, that you would comfort them and comfort him and bring healing to him and provide faith to receive that healing. And we just give you honor, Lord, for all the people who were hurt in their heart with myocarditis and even the vaccine injuries. Lord, we pray for that and just thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hello, DABC family. This is Diana from Florida, and I recently heard the news that Adrian, his mighty tortoise, passed away. Oh, man. I am so grateful to God because I got to hear her beautiful voice so often, for her continual faith, for her desire to press forward, believe in Jesus, believe in what he can do for her, believe that he could sustain her, that he can provide a miracle for her, that he could save her. And as a result, I rejoice that she now is in her glorified body, completely healed and in heaven with her father in the beautiful mansion that Jesus promised to make for her. And what a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing that is. And so as I grieve with all of you who were so used to hearing her voice, I want to pray. Lord God of all comfort, of power and might, we thank you for Adrienne, his mighty tortoise. We thank you for her love and for her example, for her beauty and grace, for her faith all the way to the end, God, for she endured to the end and was saved. Lord, we are so grateful. God, we are so grateful for her life. We are so grateful for the years that you gave her. Oh, Lord Jesus, to be with us. Help us to mourn and her family members and those around in Jesus' name.
Greetings, this is New Envision Growth out of New York. I'm sending this message and condolences for Adrienne, God's mighty tortoise, her family. And while her family here, we rejoice at the fact of her spirit being with our Heavenly Father, the place where we all desire to be, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, our heart goes out to those who grieve her absence and not being here. I'm praying for her husband that she's known. I believe the caller said since they were teenagers, and her daughter who might have already given birth, her entire family and just friends, and all those who have been impacted. Deepest condolences and praying for the strength of all those affected. And, you know, it hurts. You know, this community, I've only been with the regular DAB for 5 years and DABC with 4, but you get so used to hearing people. So it really does feel like you've lost family. And there's been a few people since I've been on that I know have transitioned. So just praying for those who have been impacted and by her loss. It was a hard call to hear. And I love this community, DAB and DABC, the kids, all of it. Be strengthened, family. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, my beautiful Dapsy fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels, and it is the July 4th episode. And I just had to call in and shout out our sister, New and Envision Growth, out of, I believe it's East New York. I've heard you call in, and I always enjoy what you bring forward, and wow, you just dropped the mic today, so I had to give you a shout out. I really loved how you, the advice, the wisdom that you have to share with our caller that was, you know, concerned about how to really help her friend understand this faith and the doctrine, and also additionally really touching on her friend's exposure to this TikTok video that promoted all of these different parts in the Bible where God ordered the killing of different people, groups and tribes. And just the way you laid that out, you know, just explaining it in just simple language like that, yet so effective regarding thinking about your baby and then having bugs in the house and needing an exterminator and exposing that your child, yours, to something else foreign that was going to expose possibly the child to other things and infested and contaminated, and that, you know, God had a plan for the Israelites, and he had to keep them separate in order to really show them who he was and who he is, and so that they could show the rest of the world who he is. What a story, right? What an incredible living God we have. Thank you for that. God bless you, sister. Peace.